Galoso has a particular example of how her determination did not go unrecognized.
When I was in beauty school, you know, one time I made a comment about how expensive beauty school was. Because, I mean, if you're paying out of pocket and you still have to pay bills and pay for school, it's part of being an adult, right? And this guy, he said, oh, you know, like, he was like, I'm just curious, you know, why are you paying so much money for beauty school? Like, that's just dumb to me. I didn't have to explain myself to him or to anyone, but I just felt like he kind of needed to hear why, you know, for him to kind of, like, to respect for what I do, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so I told him, look, you know, I mean, I don't, I mean, I was like, yeah, you can comment, you know, free speech, right? I was like, you know. So I told him, look, you know, I'm going to school because I like it. I like to go to beauty school, you know, I like doing it, you know, I want to make people beautiful. But it's not just about cutting hair. You can be a teacher later on the road, you know, you can have your own business, multiple business, you know, you can travel, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And one of the things that I'm planning on doing, you know, and I'm going to make happen, you know, is to have my own salon, my own business. He said, okay, I can see that, you know, but he's like, you know, a lot of people just talk, but they don't make stuff happen. And I said, oh, well, I'm not that type of person. When I say something, you know, it takes time, you know, but it happens, you know, it's not just easy just to open up a shop. After that conversation, you know, with him, it's just the way that he came at me. It was kind of like, I didn't like it. But I mean, it is what it is, right? People are always going to have negative things to say, you know. Not a lot of people want to see you improve. And that's another thing where it comes, you know, where you like prove people wrong, you know. So when I opened up my shop, he sent me a message and he's like, do you work at this shop called Subioleta? And I said, yes. And he's like, oh, okay. He was like, well, can I come get a haircut? And I said, yes, anytime. And, you know, I was replying to him. I was like, wasn't this the guy that said, you know, why am I paying so much money for beauty school? But like, okay. I didn't think he was going to come, you know. I just feel like he has a mouth. So then he came. And, you know, it was on a Saturday day when I was really busy. He came and I'm like, where have I seen this guy from? And then I remembered. And I said, hi, how are you? How can I help you? He said, I just come to get a haircut. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, I see him in my chair, you know. We start talking about what kind of look he wants. And then he brought it up. You know, he said, oh, he was like, do you remember what I said to you? I was, oh, yeah. I remember what you said to me. You said, you know, that it was kind of dumb for me to pay that much money for beauty school. And, you know, and then I told you what I wanted to do. You know, I told you that I wanted to have my own business. You know, it was just a conversation that happened. You know, I mean, it didn't hurt my feelings or anything, you know. It is what it is. And he's like, yeah, he was like, and you're one of the few people, you know, that actually said something and actually made it happen, you know. And I'm like, yeah. So I just kind of felt like, you know, that I kind of, whatever he was trying to do or say, you know, at the moment, it just kind of shut him up, you know, that I actually said something and I kept my word and I did.